That's a very good football team. We've been playing tough games against the Browns for many years, and they're even better than they've ever been before. They're extremely well coached. They're physical. They're tough. And that was AFC North football. It's a great, because of that, that's a great victory on the road. To win an AFC North game on the road this year is going to be really, really hard to do. And our guys stepped up and did it. So I'm proud of our men. Special teams, okay? Blocked field goal. Did a great job handling the ball on a windy day with the punt returns. Forced a field goal. Sam's punt. Pin him down inside the 10. Those were all huge plays, okay, to give us field position at the end. Offensively, ran the ball very well. Had plays in critical situations. I'll start with Steve Smith, who's sitting right over here, and Joe Flacco. For those two guys to make the plays they did in this game in critical situations to give us a chance to win the game, that's what great players do. And that's what a great player right here, 89, and a great player, number 5, did. And then defensively, you know, that's a really good offense. Brian Hoyer deserves a lot of credit. He played really well, and the offensive line played really well for them. And they got quick guys that make plays. His wide receivers are talented guys. And they ran the ball well. We had a tough time stopping the sweep there. Two drives in the third quarter were as good as you're going to see. I thought our defensive coaches did a great job, though, of getting on the chalkboard and figuring out how to get the run game stopped and then how to get the 3-3 and outs that made the difference at the end of the game. Two of those were sudden change type situations. One after the big play where we got them stopped and backed them up, and then one after the turnover where we got them stopped and backed them up again and made those tough field goals into the dog pound end. So I want to give a lot of credit to our coaches. I thought our coaches did a great job, as they always do. Both our coordinators called good games, and the guys were well coached, but mostly to the players. Our players have the hearts of lions. All right, our players are tough, hard-nosed, mentally strong people, and I'm very, very proud of them.
Your thoughts on Lorenzo Salicaro and the job he did today, and really his first NFL regular season action carrying the football?
Yeah, I mean, I think the results speak for themselves with Lorenzo. You're right. I mean, it was downhill running. He was physical. He was hard to tackle. That's an element that's a big plus for an offense, you know. And, again, let's go with our offensive line as well. Our offensive line played very well. I hope so. You know, it's a muscle injury. We thought it would get him to the game, and it didn't work out. So we should have a good chance of getting him back next week.
Kyle, you stepped in when Kyle scored his first touchdown.
Yeah, Kyle. Did he score? Was that Kyle?
Yeah.
He did a great job. I'm thinking about the swing pass out of the left side of the backfield. Yeah, it was a great play. I'm sure he's pretty excited about the play when his number was called, you know. And I tell you, to make the catch in a situation, Steve Smith is over here shaking his head. You know, you get your call like that, it's your first opportunity in your hometown. It's a great thing.
John, you guys pounced on Steve Smith when he became available. Was it for moments like that? I mean, that kind of play?
Yes. It was for moments like that we brought Steve Smith in here, and for everything else he brings. You know, I've been a big admirer of Steve Smith for many years. Ever since the draft, you know, when he came out, we've always kind of had a good relationship. And I'm just happy that the Ravens and the Ravens fans have a chance for him to be a part of us here. And I think he's happy to be here, too.
Can you describe the sidelines throughout the game? I mean, you start off, don't have Nord Pierce. Then you see Dennis Pitta go down. Can you just describe the atmosphere after, you know, there's a couple of times when it seemed like you kept kind of getting hit by injuries?
Right. Well, you know, we're persistent. You know, we're tough-minded, you know, and that's a good place to start. And I felt like the determination is probably the best word I can use on the sideline. Our guys are very determined to find a way, and they did.
Joe, what was your problems in the secondary, and particularly what was Elam's excuse for not going over and touching that guy?
I haven't talked to him about that. We'll have a chance to talk about that tomorrow. Obviously, you want to get on a guy who's down right away. You've got to recognize the fact that they're not down until they're down. You've got to put them down. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we need to be more aware of in the back end. That play, I don't know what happened on that play. We'll have to take a look at that on tape and just see what happened. It was a double move. It looked like it was kind of a post-corner post that got us. But that was a bad play. We had a couple other plays in the back end. They had an early deep pass against us that we could have played a lot better than the one that got down to the 5-yard line. So, those are issues. Just big plays are always going to hurt you, and we had some today.
Well, how much can Webb go? He looked like he's barely moving out there. Is that a...
Well, you know, we're trying to get him back in practice. I don't think you really can push something like that because he hasn't played much, and he's coming off, you know, that injury in the lower back, and he's going to have to play. He's just going to have to get out there and play full speed and get his wheels back, you know. And I think what you saw, I saw the same thing. You know, he's going to have to get his wheels back, but hopefully we can play him back.
John, how difficult was it to give up possession under 3 minutes to go down?
That wasn't difficult at all. Fourth and a long, long way to go. It was a pretty easy decision with two timeouts. We felt we'd get the ball back with at worst a minute 40. I think we got it back in front of the two-minute warning, which is big. And we're, you know, the key is your defense has to come up with a stop there, and they did a great job.
John, unfortunately, when you come up with those stops, they were like the last four drives, there really was a whole different, it looked like a whole different defense. Did they put a little bit of pressure on him?
I thought we did a good job of just getting penetration up front against the run game. We held the edge a little bit better. They had some really good schemes. They do a great job, their offense, led by Shanahan. They do a great job of motioning and moving and getting you in situations where they create some blocking advantages for you and create some angles for themselves. Now, they also put themselves in jeopardy, too, with, you know, you got to call timeouts and things like that. So, but they created some advantages for them, and I thought our defensive coaches did a good job of adjusting.
So, Trent played with Minnesota. Unfortunately, he went down, and it's the right hit.
Who's that?
Dennis,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know how serious that is. I haven't heard. He told me on the field that it wasn't as bad as before. I don't know what that means. Just going to be praying, you know, and hoping for the best there, and we'll get more information. But that's just so disappointing.
Did you
have to play
the
Manziel?
Did you have any issues with
that? It was an illegal motion on it, you know.
Aside from that.
Well, it's a deception play, so, you know, I felt like they hit him on the sideline and brought him back out, but they didn't. You know, it was within the rules. But when I first saw it, I felt like it was a deception play, so I was wrong about that. But I was happy that the tailback was in motion.
Coach, with everything that's gone on with this team, is the best way to silence all that just to keep winning?
The best way to silence it is handle it with class, you know, and there's always going to be in life challenges and attacks and consequences and all those kind of things that we'll talk about, I'm sure, probably this week and ongoing forever. But you gotta stand up and be accountable and be who you are and try to stand for the right things. And our guys do that.
Sorry, I have to ask, though, was that part of the report accurate that you wanted Ray Grace cut immediately?
You know, this is a football day, Jeff. This is definitely a football day. I'll address that question tomorrow. I can tell you this, and Kevin told me not to answer any questions, but I can tell you this. We work together in our organization. And I'm going to go ahead and answer that question, okay? Every single football decision we make, we work together, just like every football decision. You get together, you hash it out. Ozzie uses the term scrimmaging. You scrimmage it out, everybody's got their opinions. It's not black and white. It's never nuanced on anything. And that decision was exactly like all the other ones. And we walk out of that room, we are united. We stand shoulder to shoulder, and that's how I felt about the decision. I thought it was the right decision. And the way we handled it all the way through, I felt like it was the right way to handle it all the way through. I felt like we did the right thing, and I stand behind it. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Okay? Great.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.